at least you come out of here with the 2 points tonight.
Yeah, I think that's the positive you got to take. That's a good team over there, too. They've been playing some good hockey. But, you know, I don't want to say we gave them, you know, that extra point. But 2-0 lead, you got to find a way, especially with the power plays we had. And just seemed like we couldn't quite find that extra one. And, you know, we had to take it to shootout to find it. But I'm just so happy for Corpusello, too. He's played outstanding. He played outstanding tonight. Made some unbelievable saves. And it's really nice to see him get that for himself.
Yeah, you said the same thing. I think it was the Monday game against Tampa, the way that he played in that game. And today he actually gets something to show for it.
Yeah, we made him work a little extra for it, but you know what, he was in the shootout especially, he was great. And you know, I think that says a lot about the type of kid he is and how focused he is. And you know, big 2 points for our club, and he helped us get it.
What's the mindset once you get beyond those first three shooters and it starts going down the bench? Do you start to wonder if I'm getting, when am I going to get tapped on the shoulder, or am I going to get the call here?
It's pretty funny when Torch is asking, are you any good at this? Are you any good at this? So he's still trying to figure us out.
Did he ask you?
He asked us all, I think. He was trying to figure out who the best one was. And you know what? Shootouts, anything can happen. But I think that, you know, it kind of kept the guys loose. And, you know, big goals were scored. Doobie even picked his spot on that one. So that was pretty awesome to see him score the winner. And but, you know, it's a full team effort. I love the way we played, especially long travel yesterday and coming here and getting a big win at home for our fans before the holidays. It's a big one.
And back-to-back game. Said that you've put together wins down. You have a chance to run three in a row before that break.
Yeah, it's huge. It's a great opportunity for us. I mean, we're trying to build something. We're trying to dig out of this, and we're not going to quit. That's something that's very evident in this team, and we've shown it in the past. So it's a finding a way to get another big one in Pittsburgh and before the holidays, get everyone feeling good and recharge the batteries and get ready for a big push in the second half.
Thanks, Nick. Congratulations.
Thanks, guys.
Nick Foligno talking with us here in the dressing room as the Blue Jackets get themselves a shootout victory tonight over the Philadelphia Flyers. Brandon Dubinsky, Nick Foligno was just talking about the fact that he said you picked your shot and you buried your shot, and that was a huge one. You needed to come out of this with the 2 points, didn't you?
Yeah, we certainly did. We needed the result. Yeah, I mean, on the shot, Cam's an expert. He seems to score every time, so I just asked him a good shot and came down and just trusted it, and luckily went in for me. You know, obviously in this one, it's huge. We're really happy for Corpy back there, and God, he played really well, and that save on Voracek during the third was spectacular, thing of beauty, and maybe a game saver for sure.
Yeah, no question about it. And this was one of those games, those chippy games. You talk all the time about how you guys play best in these types of games. There were a couple of dust ups. You were involved in a big one in the first period. You like the way that you guys come together in games like this?
Yeah, I do. And the good thing is we're going to have another opportunity in a couple nights against Pittsburgh. And they're a team that we always get up to play for. So we got to find a way to keep this thing going in the right direction and get some more points here before the break. And you know, that ham and turkey or tenderloin, whatever you like, on Christmas is going to taste a lot better if we can find a way to get the points on Monday.
Now, on Thursday, it was a good win. You scored 7 goals, but there wasn't a lot of structure to that game whatsoever. Did you feel like you were playing your game as a team tonight for the most part?
Yeah, we had some good minutes for sure. We, you know, a couple times they hemmed us in the zone, but they got some good players and they're a good team over there. And, you know, their goals they had to make good shots for them. And, but overall, pretty good effort by us and you know, good composure after, you know, we let two in the third there after having the lead to find a way to get it done.
That composure thing's becoming now kind of a constant, where it used to be you'd get really disjointed and scrambled after things fell apart a little bit. These last couple of games, I noticed you guys, even you go back to Arizona, you were up by two, you get down by one, you just stayed right with it.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way we need to be. We need to, you know, keep the even keel, not get too low on ourselves. You know, that's kind of been our problem all year is getting too low, and you saw it in the Dallas game. You've seen it in other games where they just pile on minutes and goals against us. So, you know, if we can find a way to keep our composure when something bad, you know, happens, or try and find a way to get the momentum back, it's going to carry us through the rest of the way here.
Thanks, dude. Brandon Dubinsky talking to us here in the dressing room. And, Jonas Corpusello, the goaltender, is available, and he is talking. Let's see if we can angle in here and get a little something from him tonight.
You know, with the shootout, and kind of how did you go into it? With what kind of mindset?
Pretty clear mind. I just tried to get the win. Like, that was my point for the game. And try to beat me on the net and stay patient, play my game, and work today. Got the win.
How would you consider yourself in shootouts, you know, obviously playing other places?
was fun. I try to be aggressive all the time when they come to the shootouts, and just wait for them to make a move. So that's pretty much how I play them.
Tell me about the save that you made on Jake Voracek there in the third period. Did you know he was standing there? And, you know, when they go, it looked like you were going out to play the shot, and all of a sudden you see the pass and make that quick reaction. Did you know he was there and waiting?
Yeah, I knew all the way. And I was kind of playing the shooter and let the deep play the pass. But sometimes the pass gets through, and you got to be there, get something in front of the puck. So today I got my pad in there.
They were asking you about shootouts. Did you go through many in Cleveland when you were playing for the Lake Erie Monsters? Were you involved in any shootouts up there?
Yeah, actually, my probably in the first five games, I went to shootouts at three times. So it's been a lot of shootouts in there. So it was kind of not hard to go there and save the shootouts.
It turned out to be good practice, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, you played so well here on Monday against Tampa and lost the game 2-1, and then you went to Dallas and they got to you in the second period. How good does it feel to go out here and do what you did and actually get a win for it tonight?
Really good, yeah. The game in Dallas, kind of learned a few things from there, and I really saw how is the top team in the league. And of course, after that game, I got pulled out. Didn't feel pretty good after a game, and I knew I didn't do my best in the game, so this is a huge win after that kind of game.
Well, Jonas, congratulations on a big win tonight.
Thank you.
Jonas Korpisalo with the victory tonight in the shootout for the Blue Jackets. He comes up big, they come up big, they get the 2 points against the Flyers. John Tortorella will talk to the media. We'll have it for you coming up on the Scioto Downs Columbus Blue Jackets Radio Network.